From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Charlie Pierce, Roxanne Roberts, and Paula Poundstone. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you so much, Carl. In just a minute, Carl returns to the scene of the rhyme in our Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, a panel, though, some more questions for you from the week's news. Paula, one great thing about the World Cup is that players from all different countries and cultures come together in one place. But officials have to prepare for that. For the World Cup, referees have undergone special training in what?
Cursing!
Yes! You got it! Swearing. The Brazilian referees calling the U.S.-England game this weekend, for instance, learned all the horrible, filthy things that are bound to come out of those players' mouths. As one ref said, all players swear, and we know we will hear a few. They're just learning a dirty English now and not learning the swears in every language because scientists predict the sun will expand and destroy the Earth in about a billion years, so there's not enough time left for that.
This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard, by the way. The idea that there's any such thing as an offensive curse word. But here's guys that don't know what the words mean, and so they're learning what they mean, presumably in some sort of a classroom setting, in order so that they can be offended. Okay, what if all the players get together ahead of time and just agree that canned beans is the worst thing you could possibly say? And now every time the ref makes a bad call or just frustrates a guy with his adrenaline going, they just go, canned beans! Would they still be thrown out of the game for that?
That's a great existential question. After word got out about these swearing seminars in South Africa, the White House sent Barack Obama to attend the sessions and hope he might finally learn something. Paula, this week it was revealed in the French press that President Nicolas Sarkozy has imposed a requirement on his bodyguards that they be what?
A cologne free.
No. I'll give you a hint. These new bodyguards have to go buy their Kevlar vests in the kids section.
They have to not be big?
Right. They have to be short.
Yeah.
We have reported previously in the show about the 5'5" President Sarkozy using a booster behind podiums, about his hiring short extras to stand behind him in speeches and official photographs. Now a police source has told La Parisienne newspaper that tall applicants for the president's security detail are all turned away. This one may be a bad idea because, you know, you want your bodyguards to be tall. But don't worry. President Sarkozy is also instituting a height limit for assassins.
That's good thinking.
So we just have another little Napoleon. Then,
we do. He's actually, and the French press loves pointing this out, he is shorter than Napoleon.
How tall was Napoleon?
Napoleon was about 5'6", 5'7". Napoleon, this whole Napoleon was short thing has gotten totally overblown. But Nicolas Sarkozy, he's short.
You know, they could get him, they could get rid of this guy in the next election if they just changed the name of their position of leadership. So if it was that you had to run for a little fella.
Yeah, exactly. Short stuff. Roxanne, this week the New York Times reported on a memo that GM sent out to its employees and dealers in its Chevrolet division. They wanted these people to stop doing what?
I don't know. Saying Chevy's dead? Isn't Chevy coming back or something like that?
Well, it's not so much saying Chevy's dead.
Saying the word Chevy.
Exactly. They don't want to say the word Chevy. From now on, for example, when you sing American Pie, you have to say, take the Chevrolet to the Levrolet, but the Levrolet ran dry. GM apparently decided that calling it Chevrolet's Chevy's somehow dilutes the brand. In the memo, they told their managers, this is true, to put out Chevy jars, you know, like swear jars, every time somebody says Chevy, as in, it'd be easier to sell space heaters in hell than these Chevys. They have to put a quarter into the Chevy jar.
Wait, is this a strategy to sort of rebuild
Well, it was two things. The idea was they wanted to consolidate and clarify their brand, Chevrolet, and also by using those Chevy jars, we have to put a quarter in every time you say Chevy, it was their best path out of bankruptcy. That was it. That's how they're going to make a profit.
Is this the latest, dumbest thing they've done
yes,
in a long time?
Yes, in fact, it was so late and so dumb that everybody went nuts because everybody talked about the great history of Chevys in America. So they have rescinded the policy at the end of the week. They said, oh, no, we didn't mean it. Employees are still free to call Chevrolets Chevys or any other nicknames they might want to use, such as the un-Toyota or the worst mistake I ever made. They're allowed to do that.
They were singing by